Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. All of your Wisconsin sports news, takes, facts, interesting things. All of your Wisconsin sports news in 20 minutes or your cheese curds are free. It is September 15th and we are rocking and rolling. We will talk Brewers and Packers, of course, and also I will look into the Ryan Braun retired, so I'm going to look into who is the breweriest brewer who has ever been a Milwaukee Brewer. And that's where we start, folks. We start with winners on this pod. We start with winners on this pod, okay? And guess who's a winner? The Milwaukee Brewers. They lost a day. They dropped a set against Detroit, but we can ignore that. They have been rocking it. So a few games away from clinching. They have one of the biggest leads in the division, which is great. I'm not suggesting we coast. I would rather not drop to Detroit. But if it's after a four-game sweep of Cleveland, I'm totally fine with it. So they're on track. They're on pace. They'll get this thing figured out. The season's only got a couple weeks left. And upcoming are the big games, the conference games, the hated rivals, the Cubs and the Cardinals will fulfill our weekend of baseball. So tune into that. When I speak to you next Wednesday, the Brewers might be the Central champions. And we have plenty to talk about if that happens. But still, great week capped, or as I should say, highlighted by the combined no-hitter. So last Saturday, watching the game here, 3:10 Pacific time. Always love my Pacific time zones for sports. Watching this game and slowly, here's Burns, no-hitter. He's striking people out too. And so that was the problem, was he was striking people out. And you gotta get, I don't mind that they sat him, okay? As much as I would have loved to have seen a Brewer throw a no-hitter, it hasn't happened in a while. And frankly, I've never seen anybody throw a no-hitter, so it just would have been cool to watch a game where there was a freaking no-hitter. So Burnsy finishes the seventh and he was around 100 pitches, and you could tell council did not want him to go out there in the eighth. Okay, so they're up 3-0 against the Indians. They're going into the eighth inning. Council just barely puts him back in. And once he finished the eighth, I mean, there was just no way. You could tell by Council's body language, he didn't even want to send him out there for the eighth inning. I think if a couple things don't happen, they leave him in. Number one, I think if they're up 7-0, Council might let him go out there. Maybe. We at least have a chance if they're up 7-0. The score was 3-0, so you don't really want to mess around with that, especially since Burns was at 115 pitches. So very rarely do we ever see a 125, 130 pitch day. It's something of the past. So no surprises there, but I think if they were up just a little more, and the obvious one, we got the playoffs coming up in 3 weeks, folks. So there's no reason to dick around with this, to go for records, to go for, you know, it would have been cool to get the no-hitter, but what does that do for our season? It really doesn't do anything for the season. So it's a bummer. It's modern baseball. You know, in 1985, there's a 0% chance they're taking him out. But I understand it. Again, we are 3 weeks away from the playoffs, folks. It is not messing around time. If Burns just had a few less strikeouts in that game, he might have been able to do it. But he was so freaking good and so dominant in that game. And, I mean, the Brewers put in Josh Hader, who obviously was going to win that game. So, Once Council was faced with 115 pitches, ninth inning, only up three. We are 3 weeks away from the playoffs. I get it. I understand it. But I am still bummed out about it. So that was the game of the week for the Brewers. They fling through that series very well. So that brings me to my next point. Ryan Braun retired, everybody. Ryan Braun retired. A little round of applause. This also gives me a chance to sip on my coffee. Everyone clap for Ryan Braun out there. What do we do with a cheater? What do we do with somebody who took steroids? It is our modern problem in many ways, and for this one, it fits. I mean, in the early 2000s, baseball was still not cleaned up, right? We got A-Rod, we got Pudgy, we got... I love when other teams' players don't get busted. We don't know if Miguel Cabrera was taking anything during this time. The 2000s were the steroid time where people figured out, oh shit, we can kind of do steroids that don't make your neck look like the Incredible Hulk sort of thing. So, I mean, we have no clue who took it in the 2000s. Zero. I'm not excusing it. I don't want it. I am someone who lands on the side of Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame. It is weird to not put them all in the Hall of Fame. There are definitely steroid users and cheaters in the Hall of Fame, but see, like, we just decided this is some sort of moral bullshit thing. So again, similar to Burns getting pulled in the ninth inning, Ryan Braun getting popped for steroids, a bummer. But you know what? He's still one of the breweriest brewers. So it got me thinking: who are the breweriest brewers ever? And I came up with a couple things. These are the rules. All right, you have to have played for the Brewers 95% of your career, okay? So that takes out a lot of people. Raleigh Fingers, Don Money in the early days, Paul Molitor, one of my personal favorites. Jeff Cirillo's on this list who might be on there. Like, it just... if you didn't play 95% of your games with the Brewers, you're not on this list. All right. And that's like, actually, most of them, Cecil Cooper, Prince Fielder. I mean, the list of non-breweriest Brewers would be very interesting, but here we are. I'm trying to get to the real ones here. So you got to play 95%. Longevity and being good for a while helps. That's why I cannot put Ben Sheets on here. I cannot put Teddy Higuera on here. If you did, Ben Sheets had like four very good years of pitching. I wanted some guys that played at a high level for the Brewers for, I don't know, 5, 6 years, 7 years at least. And a lot of them just don't make that cut. There's a lot of four-year, hey, this guy played well for 4 years sort of thing. And it's like, no. So honorable mention for the breweriest Brewers. Jimmy Gantner gets an on mention here. I didn't know he was from Fond du Lac and he went to UWO. But my favorite stat, he has the highest Milwaukee Brewer defensive WAR. He played every position on the infield. I mean, he was the utility player of the time. Batted 275, which is just about as average. Like, just slight above average as you could get. Just enough that you would need to keep Jimmy Gantner around for the next year. We love him. Jimmy Gantner, honorable mention for one of the breweriest brewers of all time. And then I was born in 1981. I don't remember the early 80s and 70s. So somebody might have to help me with this. But when I look at Gorman Thomas, I see a man who... Was he good? He hit a lot of homers, it seemed like. But I'll put him... I'm putting him in the honorable mention because I do think people that lived before me would be very angry if I didn't have him in. Okay, but honorable mention because I'm questioning if Gorman Thomas was actually good or if he just hit, you know, 40 homers a couple times. Because his on-base percentage and his strikeouts are pretty bad. Okay, so those are the honorable mensch, you know. Craig Counsell, you know, he's in there as like a, you know, we have Counsell and we have Euchre as kind of special. I want players. I want to talk players. So here are the three players. I'll go from one to three because you know number one. You know number one. I mean, this is, it's a no-doubter. It's the kid. Robin Yount is number one. Robin Yount's probably top three of all Wisconsin sport athletes of all time. So let's just, number one, Robin Yount, no one has seated him. Number two, Ryan Braun. So Brawny slips in there at number two, and just some really good years, won a couple All-Stars. I mean, we made a couple playoff pushes there for the first time in 20 years at the time, so... Brawny, congratulations. You couldn't dethrone the kid. Not many can, but definitely number two. And then number three, my favorite. God, these were some tough years for the Brewers, but this guy stuck it out, and he needs to be seen as a great man. Jeff Jenkins. Jeff Jenkins is my number three breweriest brewer of all time. His stats, check out. He was a very good player for some of the worst Milwaukee Brewer teams of all fucking time. Okay? The 90s into the early 2000s was just a real dumpster fire. So if we can come out of this, Jeff Jenkins, please, please come back. We need to honor you. We need a statue of you because you are the third most breweriest brewer of all time. So there you go. Yount, Braun, Jenkins, breweriest brewer of all time. Let's move on to the Green Bay Packers. Ooh, booze, booze. All right, so I got about 7 minutes here. And it's all going to be about Rodgers. Rodgers has initiated all of this. I asked on my last podcast, I was like, hey, what if things start to go wrong with this team? With everything that's happened, this, like I said it out of the side of my mouth, you know, so nobody would hear me. But I did wonder that out loud. What if this locker room is kind of bullshit and people are silently like, fuck this fucking guy who's supposed to be the leader of our team and he's out there bitching about Jeopardy and the way they treated Clay Matthews. Like, they looked super distracted. They looked like they didn't want to be there. They looked like a lot of things. Now, it can't get much worse than fucking 31-3 or whatever. So they have plenty of room for improvement. But this is Aaron Rodgers' doing. And let me tell you something. If they lose to the Detroit Lions Monday, then we will see some panic modes. Then we will see some planted stories out there about Rodgers getting traded midseason. It might get ugly. Fuck, they got a Sunday night game the week after with San Francisco. If Lions can upset the Packers, Packers might not win these first four games at all. We are in it. And it is shit. Okay, so I just want to bitch about Rodgers the whole time. I have 5 minutes. I'm going to fucking bitch about him the whole fucking time. One of the things that he said that has just been driving me crazy this whole time. He said he's disappointed in the Packers because he's been wanting to recruit, right? He said that as a thing. I wanted to recruit people to the Packers, huh? Nobody wants to go to Green Bay. I'm a good GM. I can get them to come here. Dude, this isn't the NBA. I keep having to remind Aaron Rodgers this is not the NBA. LeBron can go out and find two other guys and ba-boom, you have a championship team. That does not work in football, dude. You need so many good guys in football. You need tons of good guys in football. That is not a fucking solution. Aaron Rodgers recruiting. Who? And they go out and get a washed Randall Cobb? Hey, guess what? When the Packers released Randall Cobb or let him walk, it's because he was washed. Hey, guess what? When they got rid of Clay Matthews, it's because he was washed. Again, Charles Woodson had a couple of good years, but they let him go. It's how football works, dude. And a reminder, you guys have the worst union, so don't fucking bitch about that shit to us. It is really tough to change teams. The NBA is super easy. How they do trades, how they do the cap, you can kind of fit stuff in there. Football, that's not the case at all. It's not the case at all. It is a completely different sport, Aaron Rodgers. Did you know that? And by the way, Aaron Rodgers, you want to recruit? You want to be a little recruiter out there? Recruit Devontae Adams to re-sign. Oh, well, the Packers don't have the cap for that. No shit. Because you can't recruit in football, you fucking idiot. Okay. Then one more thing. Oh, no. Many more things. But I do have under 3 minutes. There was an article on TheRinger.com. I give TheRinger.com a lot of love, and I'm about to shit on it right now. Because the problem with this whole Rodgers thing, too, is the media is slurping it up like it's a fucking delicious chicken McNugget. Like, so there was an article on Ringer.com about Aaron Rodgers before last week. And it was like, oh, all the Packers. The crux of it was all the Packers needed to do to avoid all this drama was if they would have called Aaron Rodgers the night of the draft and told him they were drafting Jordan Love. And if you believe that, if you write that, if you perpetuate that fucking shit, you're a moron. Okay? There is no way that if Aaron Rodgers got a call from Gutekist that night 2 years ago, hey, Aaron, we're picking up a quarterback. Oh, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Okay, cool. I'm not going to be a complete fucking bitch. You did it. You called me. And this is all, fuck you. Adults are believing that. Adults are believing and writing that. They don't believe and write that. They're just writing it because they know it's provocative. Because they know it's fun. It's not fun for us, so I'll tell you that. So, dude, this whole thing, and Rodgers is trying to spin it. I do like that Rodgers isn't getting out of shit. People are fucking holding him over the coals, which is good, which is, again, so weird, because in the modern age, athletes don't get piled on like they used to about shit like this in the NBA. Why do I keep saying that? Because Rodgers thinks he's in the NBA. Football players still are getting fucking trashed for this. Listen, I only have a minute left, so I can't get into why this is. But dude, seriously, you are not looking good in this situation, Aaron Rodgers. You look like the fucking asshole here, and you are. So, Monday night versus the Detroit Lions. I mean, I'm telling you, we all know the Detroit Lions very well. Not too scared with Goff. Oh, one more Rodgers thing, because I heard this week and I thought it was brilliant. A lot of motherfuckers saw Tom Brady do what he did last year, and a lot want to do that. Gone are the days that you just hang with your team, Robin Yount style, dude. It's just gone. Aaron Rodgers and all these athletes coming up, they want their career to be this cool, long, special story. And, oh, I went to another place to get a championship. And, oh, I went to Denver. I'm so smart because I got to go. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. Big shout to go back to my list before. Big shout to Yount, Brawny, and Jenkins, dude. Because there's way too many Aaron Rodgerses out there fucking trying to do something different, trying to do something cool. Nobody's ever fucking happy, dude. You made the NFC Championship every single year for the last year. I got one last shot in on him. Okay, that's my time, everybody. Enjoy Monday night. enjoy the Cubs and Cardinals games, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy those games!